Google, which is pretty unusual in and of itself. Google generally seen as, you know, one of the more progressive companies out there, certainly a leader in technology. Emily Southard is joining us now. She's a campaign manager at Forecast the Facts, a group we've had on many times, to tell us what happened today. There was another demonstration outside Google headquarters. Hey, Emily.
Hi. Thank you for having me on.
Sure. We're anxious to hear how it went. I believe this is the second time you've had people show up.
Yeah, so we did a protest first outside of the fundraiser on July 11th that Google held for Senator Inhofe in D.C. And then today we had a couple dozen folks head to Google's headquarters in Mountain View, California, to deliver over 50,000 petition signatures from concerned Google users and Forecast the Facts members, demanding that they don't fund evil. And at the beginning of the protest, we actually met Google employees as they went into the office, handed out petitions, or excuse me, handed out flyers, asking them to deliver the message directly to Google CEO Larry Page. So overall, I think the rally went well, although we did attempt to deliver the petitions and we were turned away saying that we had to contact the press office. So we'll be following up with that to make sure that they get the right people.
Emily, could you speak for a minute on the issue of Susan Molinari's involvement with Google, the former Republican congressman from New York, and how Molinari may have played a role in getting Google to basically, you know, host fundraisers for, shall we say, yahoos like Senator James Inhofe?
Yeah, so Susan Molinari, I believe, has been a new Google employee who now works for the lobbying arm and is vice president of public policy at Google. And so we suspect that her influence has played a part in making sure that, you know, Google will hold these fundraisers for Inhofe in contradiction with their values. You know, Google has branded itself as a green company. If you go to google.com/green, you'll see right on the website that they say we've eliminated our impact on climate change since 2007, and yet they're funding Congress's biggest climate denier, Senator Inhofe. So we suspect she's played a role in that, and, you know, it's in direct conflict with the values that Google purports, as well as the values that, you know, many of its employees hold.
Emily, what kind of response have you gotten from Google officially?
Yeah, so Google has released a couple of statements. They have said, and I can quote, "While we don't agree with Senator Inhofe on several issues, we agree with him on many, such as open and free competition for defense contracts, for enterprise services. We engage on Google issues because we are a home state employer." However, you know, again, it conflicts with their main message and core value, which is don't fund evil, don't be evil, and yet they are funding evil. You know, Senator Inhofe not only is a huge climate denier, he has also come out against gay rights and opposes net neutrality. So, you know, just climate change denialism is one in a series of issues that, you know, Google values conflict with.
I remember one of the online criticisms of Google, but there was this protester who said, "Don't make me use Bing." And you know, does it dawn on Google that, you know, if this generates a dramatic backlash, it could have severe consequences for their business if they're getting in bed with the likes of Senator Inhofe? You know, who is in the room making these decisions? Oh, obviously, besides Susan Molinari, to basically, you know, associate with this guy who, as you've noted, you know, goes against the values Google claims to embrace.
Yeah, you know, I think it comes down to Google's leadership, who is, you know, their CEO, Larry Page. And, you know, Google has always been a cutting-edge corporation, and it's really a shame to see them go in into the D.C. politics in this way. And instead of, you know, blazing a new path for corporations and what it might look like for corporations to play in politics. You know, they're doing the same, just falling into the same old tricks by, you know, funding a senator in office. And it's really disappointing to see. And I think their employees and their users are all very disappointed. So, you know, I suspect that there will be a larger backlash the more attention that this issue gets.
Emily, thank you so much for joining us. We are out of time for this segment, but we like to get news that is hot off the green press, and you've helped us do it today. So we'll check in with you as Forecast of Facts continues to keep media and corporations, you know, accountable, and we need more of that. So thank you again for all your work there.
Great. Thank you for all of your work as well.
Okay, and we're going to thank D.R. Tucker. I believe he's got to get back to his other job and take a very short break and stay with us, because when we come back, we'll be meeting a very interesting and pioneering woman, author, writer about science and biodiversity, Mary Ann Hannibal, author of The Spine of the Continent, will be on next to tell us what she means by that and what's at stake.